Welcome to Radio Free School.
Welcome to Radio Free School.
And I'm Jin Wenxie from China, and the instrument I'm going to play is called Erhu. It's about 1200 years ago it started to appear in China. Originally it's just played with, accompanied with other instruments, and just played for the king. And afterwards it developed and become the instrument for the Chinese local opera. Different local opera, and they have the this one is just one type of the Hu Qin, just like a series of families, and it's just kind of one member, and now it's very popular in China, and it only have two strings, and just seems like the violin in the Western music, but it has only two strings, and I put the bow in between the two strings, and I push inside and outside so it can make different sound. And the bow is made of the horse tail, and the voice come out from this box, and the string used to be made of the different material, but now we always use the steel strings. And The most development of this instrument is about 100 years ago. There's two very famous Chinese musicians. And before that, it's just for the opera, but after that, it's used for solos. And they wrote very famous solos in the Chinese music. So everyone about the songs I'm going to play is very famous. And after that, one is called Liu Tianhua, another one is Arbin, and one is just a folk musician, and one is a professor. He in the beginning he learned the violin and piano of the Western music, and then he turned into the Chinese musical instrument. And so one is professional and one is just amateur, but they are both very excellent and make the history about the instrument. So what the song I'm going to play is called Er Quan Yin Yue. That is the most famous, I think this is number one erhu solo in China. And it's called Two Moonlight Reflecting in the Two Springs. So you can imagine what it's like. The moon is in the sky and the two springs. And so the moonlight just reflect. You can see the how peaceful it is. But actually, this man he's not really lucky, because he's lost his parents, and a Taoist monk fostered him, and he grew up in Taoist temple, and he learned to play Taoist music. So that's why he picked up this music. So his life is not lucky, so he has some sadness in his deep heart. So even it's like look like a peaceful song, but actually it's just talking about his own story about his fate. I noticed that the old Chinese music contains only five notes. Do re mi fa la, we don't have four and si. And after another musician, the professional musician, learned from the Western music, he introduced the more notes. So we have seven notes, like the Western music. But in the beginning, many old music just contain five notes in Chinese music. Another professional musician, he was very young and he composed the 10 solos, and but he died very early, in about 38 years, and because of kind of infection, a kind of virus. So he died very early, but he lived very beautiful solos for the people. The one I'm going to play is called Moonlight. So. The second song I like most is the candlelight ball. It's kind of dancing party and people dancing, and the host invite a friend come and they have a good time together. But eventually every party should be over, so no party can last forever. So kind of happy, but eventually kind of sad days in the end. So just. This is about composed about 100 years ago, and after the foundation of the Chinese government about 1949, and after that the folk music developed very great because they get the support from the government. So my dad is an amateur musician. He played another instrument. It's called Yangqing. The shape is like the xylophone, but it has many, many strings. You use a small hammer to hit the strings. So one note comes from the three or four strings. They have the same tone, but they make one sound. So used the to accompany the Ahu to do the performance. And so I grew up in the amateur musical band. So, and then he taught me to play this. And so now he's in the senior musical band. Just for the retired people, they sing, learn songs, and so they have their small musical band just play for the people who sing songs. And they often could travel to different cities for the competition, just for the retired people, just for fun, actually. So after you retire, you have something to do. You have the new friends, new people with the same interest. So they have a very, very happy retirement life. So that's very common in China. So I think you almost know the Chinese Cultural Revolution. Yeah, but actually, an excellent solos was composed during that time, because many people they go to the basic, not that they just stay in school and just do the compose. They go to the folks, so they absorb the nutrition from the culture. So they also sometimes they absorb the nutrition of the folk culture, and they can make very, very excellent solos. So that is that's the great development during that time. And after that, now the people more like, especially the young people, they more like modern music, just beating and without no beauty from the music, just for the strong beating. So, and less young people like the traditional music. So, it's not earn money profession in China, because no one like it. Just like I think you have the same trend in Western. Pop music is popular than in the classical music. So that's the same trouble, but still have some young kids learning this, but not very popular now. The following song I will play is composed recently. It's one is called Horse Race. It's composed about 30 years ago. It's kind of the minority people, they have a horse race, and you have the on the grass, and so it describes how the people just after I play, you will know what he's talking about. This is the only one instrument I learned, and just I started learning about 5 or 6 years old, and because I have no money to take care of me, so my father just take me to his band, so then I have chance to learn it. And then I went on stage about at 8. And but that after that, I didn't stop learning. I just have to put the study in the first. So that's why I didn't become a professional musician, because just kind of amusement. And anyway, no musician can make a lot of money. So I just, many people asking me, why you not go to the musical college? Then you can become a professional musician. I say, then you will lose a lot of money, lots of chance to make more money. And my sister played the same instrument like mine, and my brother played the yangqing, the same music, same like my father's instrument. So our family just like a small band. Very funny. But after that, only I take up this, and my brother and sister, they just give it up, because you know, some kids just cannot stick to the end. So only me is my father's favorite child in my family, because I study hard, study and get excellent grade, and still take his professional, his interest. So really, all his dreams that he cannot realize, I will do it for him. Very funny, because and he has no chance to go to university. So I realized his dream and got the graduate degree. So that's the, maybe I'm the best child in my family. Just both of myself. It's very hard to stick to learning this because it's very boring in the beginning. So many child just fight against their parents. They don't want to play any instrument. I think it happened in all the world, not even in China. And I remember when I learned this, I almost play every day. And I know after I come back school, just go to practice, and no time to play with other kids. So you lost a lot of fun when you were young, but you gain the fun after you grown up. So it's a kind of balance. You lose it this way and you will get it another way. So now I never complain about this. But when I was young, I just envy other children. Why they have the right to go out and play? I have to stay home and practice for 2 hours. But now I no any more complaint to my father. Yeah. Every kid is the same everywhere.
Thank you. cloth and paper. I'm gonna daub myself with glue. Stick some stamps on the top of my head. I'm gonna mail myself to you.
Contact Radio Free School at grassroots@hwcn.org or mail P.O. Box 19, 1280 Main Street West, Hamilton, Ontario, Canada, L8S1CO.